It was something that Ajahn said to me earlier when I was asking about characteristic. And she said that we can be misled by our own thinking. We read or we listen and then we think by ourselves. And then probably cling to that what we think is understanding. And so it's probably, that's why it's important that we say what that understanding is in order to hear whether that has some right understanding or not. So that is part of the honesty, I think, about that, and being prepared to be wrong, for there to be wrong understanding a lot of the time. So is that close to what you are saying?
Yeah. I would use another word than honesty.
The truthfulness, it sounds better. To be truthful with whatever there is.
Yeah, truthful with whatever we are thinking about. Yeah. Not really rely on Ajahn talking, thinking, but it's... how can I say?
Okay. Yes, but you are listening and you are considering and you have confidence in the value of the teachings. So that you are on the right way, you realize yourself that you can't apply it all or for yourself, you still cling to itself, and that is also a Dhamma, a reality which is conditioned, and you know all that and you have confidence to go on listening and considering, and that is right. Then you have more intellectual understanding, and that is the condition later on for direct understanding of Dhamma.
Yes, still everyone blame me that it is still yourself. Yes, it's still myself. I know that.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, I know that it's still self. Yeah. It's still self, yeah. self every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
But it's like this. Mm-hmm. But okay, there is no self in the way that I have to go, but I cannot come up and do the no self right now.
So it is, because only the Sotapanna has eradicated the idea of self. But before you came into contact with the Dhamma, you didn't know all this. You didn't even know the way you were thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's already a very good step ahead.
And it's not I who can come up or can work it out. It's Panya.
Yeah. Are you happy with yourself?
Happy with
yourself?
Yes.
Good for you.
Say that remind each other seeing only sees visible object now, or it's only hardness that's touch, not a table or a glass. It's not saying there must be direct understanding at this moment, but it's a reminder so that Chitta gets more and more used to the idea of Dhamma as anatta, because if there are no reminders or we don't reflect on Dhammas as anatta now, that it is Panya that understands, not me or I, then it will just be, we will just continue with our same old ideas over and over again. So the reason we talk about Dhammas or realities is to get more and more used to the fact that there are only realities, no matter what we may think. And the reason, for example, we discuss what middle way really is, how it's not anything to do with situations, it is just a moment of understanding reality. Why do we hear this, or why do we mention it? Because otherwise we just continue with our own way of thinking and never ever come closer to understanding the truth. And the meaning of satya or honesty is not just being honest with the way we've always thought, but being more and more honest with the truth, with the reality at this moment, that it is lobha, it is attachment or wrong view. It's not my lobha, my wrong view.
Lobha, dosa, what is a better?
None.
So you have the lobha every time, or lobha or dosa. So
choose.
Don't choose.
And I think also Ajahn often mentioned about there's no rule. So the middle ways, it's about the moment of understanding. So depending on accumulations, one person can choose to be like this or like that, or I think like this and like that in a certain situation. But there's no absolute middle way in the way one choose things. It just depends on accumulations of each person. But only the moment of understanding that there is the middle way.
Accumulation is different from one to each other, so cannot say that it's middle way for Sarah and me have to be the same.
Well, I think it's not because of different accumulations. I think middle way is middle way. Middle way is middle way to you, the same like to me, if there is no I. But middle way is middle way. It doesn't have...
We still, how can I say, still stick to the word, because middle way is the middle way, okay, right? You have the, no, not we, but it says the pana has to be developed until there is no self, okay, it's for everyone, okay? But how can I say? It seems like the middle way is here, and you are here, I'm here, and you need to wait for me to go there. It's different from going there.
I don't think that. No, I don't see it this way. Like seeing is seeing for every being the same. If you are in this world or in other worlds.
No, I mean, okay, when you have developed, when the pana, the true pana already developed to understand is. Can reach a level like over there, and my partner still here, your partner still there. So we two have to develop until there, but the way is different.
What do you mean, the way?
How can I explain this?
The way of life, of living, or what?
Could it be that what you're looking to say is in the middle way is understanding, and people
develop
will
understanding,
a development of understanding, and the understanding of reality.
The median way is to develop
understanding.
Direct understanding, okay.
Right? And the direct understanding of realities will be the same for everyone.
So, just thinking about outside of this life, in another life, was it your panya? Or in next life, would it be your panya?
I don't
panya?
Know, no.
I think...
No one.
No, no.
So
no.
The next panya, next life panya is not me?
That's right. So it's as if when you talk about the stages, it's not the stage for you or any of us here, it's really just how weak or how strong panya is, right? And it just happens in this lifetime that the circumstance that is CERN is talking about my panya, but in actual fact, just panya.
Yeah.
Just panya. That is as strong or as weak as it is.
Thank you.
So what is the middle way? In reality, what reality is it? One or two or?
No, reality is
yes,
reality.
The middle way.
Yeah.
What is the middle way?
The middle way is developed.
It doesn't mean here, not like this. Yeah, but what reality is middle way?
It to understand the reality.
Is seeing middle way?
Seeing is seeing.
Hearing?
Hearing.
So what is the middle way?
Is to understand the reality as it is.
How many realities are there as middle way?
How many reality you mean?
Are there in the middle way? That which is called middle way.
I don't understand exactly what you want to ask.
When you say to understand reality as it is, what is the reality of understanding reality as it is?
You mean they understand the characteristic of the reality?
Right understanding.
Right understanding.
Without right understanding, cannot be middle way at all.
Yeah. That means have to understand the characteristic of the reality as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what will the middle way lead to? To where?
Lead to understand the characteristics.
More and more understanding
more and more,
of realities until...
Until we understand as it is.
Attaining the Four Noble Truths.
Yeah.
All four. So what's the first truth of the Four Noble Truths? Truth.
Dukkha of conditioned realities arising and falling away, therefore that each one is unsatisfactory or dukkha.
That is three.
Three characteristics.
Anicca, dukkha, and
anatta.
Anatta. You mean that should understand there is dukkha should understand first, or no? I think there is no.
Is there any truth to be known right now? What's the truth of this moment? Or what is true or real now?
Anicca.
Anicca, what is anicca?
Because it's different from...
What's it?
It change
it,
every time.
What is it?
Reality.
What is a reality?
The hearing. You change every time.
hearing arises and falls.
Yeah, so it is dukkha.
The arising and falling away of anything is dukkha. The ultimate dukkha. Nobody can change. When you have other kind of dukkha, you can take medicine. But when it's that ultimate dukkha, nobody can do anything. It's not under anyone's control. So, is that dukkha now? Can anyone understand that?
Directly, you mean?
Or little by little, yeah.
First Noble Truth is actually Sankhara Dukkha.
Which means?
Well, you said it before. that it's not Dukkha Dukkha because you can take medicine for that.
All conditioned reality.
Realities are Dukkha.
Mm-hmm. Or even there is no upadana, the arising and falling away of conditioned reality itself is dukkha.
So, well, again, what is the beginning of the middle way?
The middle way is understanding the reality by theory.
A proper theoretical understanding of realities. You mean a proper theoretical understanding of realities? Theoretical understanding of dhammas. Yeah.
Para to chagoso and yoniso manasikaro.
You know that?
He knows that I don't know, so he said.
Means the...
Your own words.
Yes.
Own words.
It means having the opportunity to listen the right teachings of Dhamma and wise attention to that, or kusala attention.
This he can understand. Because it's the meaning of parato kosa.
Parato.
Yeah. But when it's Pali term, we have to translate. Yeah.
The beginning of the middle way is the same for everyone.
I don't know that.
Well, you said it's hearing the true teaching.
Yeah. As I say about me, I don't know.
No, so we're not talking about you or me. We're talking about the development of understanding, not who is having understanding.
Okay.
We're talking about the conditions for the development of understanding, and those conditions are the same for everyone.
Okay.
Have to hear the teaching, has to be considered, otherwise there cannot be understanding.
No doubt, yeah.
Dhammas, yeah.
Have to know the theory first.
Right. Have to know some theory first.
Yeah.
Yes. Not the whole theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have to know what's my word, understand what's my word, the theory first.
Right.
Not only on the way of discussing, you can read it. You can...
Not limited to discussing.
Yeah, not limited to discussing, just not limited to talking, yeah.
Not limited to talking.
You have to know, understand the theory first, word by word.
But what is more helpful, reading a book on your own or having a discussion with someone who has good understanding?
Yes, it depends on each one accumulation.
Or
condition.
Right, yeah.
Right, wrong?
From hearing, what else would be a condition?
It seems to me hearing and reading is the same.
Well, we call it hearing. Okay. Whether it's actually by the ear door or the eye door, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We call it hearing the Dhamma.
Okay.
Yeah. What else apart from hearing the Dhamma?
Apart from hearing? No other way.
No other way, but hearing is not the only condition. Because a person who hears but doesn't really
understand,
consider.
Reconsider again and again and to understand. Yeah.
Anything else?
No. Sangurabhanasa.
It has to be, we have to realize that what we are hearing and considering concerns the present moment. Because we're not hearing theory about something else. It's all about the present moment. So that has to be appreciated. Otherwise, all the hearing and considering is of no consequence.
I think we're very fortunate. I think we're very fortunate to be here because we can read and consider. But even reading and thinking on our own, we can get easily confused. So I think we're all fortunate to be here, to be able to listen to Ajahn, who explains so beautifully and so clearly, and others to have discussions, because I know for myself, I'm not sure that I understand correctly what I'm reading. So it's good to be in a situation where we can help each other and have Ajahn explain.
And this is, earlier you were talking about honesty or truth, but this is the honesty or truth of the Buddha's teachings, that actually there has to be the hearing and considering about realities that are conditioned and not self. And it is this understanding that is the middle path. So beginning to understand this is actually what is meant by honesty or truthfulness, not just clinging to one's own idea that I don't know or I have self. That is not the kind of honesty or truthfulness that the Buddha taught.
Actually, here I have a question. There were talk also four conditions for Dhamma. It's like four wheels. So what was that? Dhamma, no Dhamma, Patipatti? No, but the four, I forgot. What are these four? The fourth one, but the three first. What they are? The first one.
There are two sets of four, actually.
Okay.
Lucas knows different set.
Associating with the wise, hearing the teaching.
The second?
Second, hearing the teaching and the Patipada, right practice development.
Yes. And third? The fourth?
The third was considering. Meet associating with the wise.
Okay, the first one.
Hearing the teachings.
The second.
Considering what has been heard.
Manasikara.
Yeah. And the fourth one, Patipada.
Dhammanu Dhamma.
Dhamma Dhamma Patipada. Dhammanu Dhamma Patipada.
Okay,
fourth.
Right. Yeah,
that would
be.
The fourth one is development of the path leading to the goal.
So Sen, I think you can agree that we can discard the what to do or what should I do or how should I live, because it's not the real meaning of the Mitten Way. Do you agree with that?
Can you repeat?
Yes, I'm asking you whether you can agree that the Mitten Way doesn't lie in what should I do or what shall I choose to go or who with which what person I will be tonight. It's not that kind of things that is the Mitten Way. Can you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, you agree with that. So now, yeah.
But not as quick as like, you know, I said.
So naturally, we just can clarify more about the ways you develop our understanding better and better. So if, because we can have understanding at this moment, but then another moment, there's no right understanding anymore. So that's why it's helpful to discuss with other people who can point out the misunderstanding that we are having. Do you agree with that too? Because we are only, because it's not about doing something, but it's just about understanding realities.
Not really correct for every time, because you can make confused. Because for example, the two, if we talking, for example, with Ajahn, okay, it can have, but if I talk with Mai, it will make confused.
Can there be the Mitten Way anytime?
No.
When there are conditions, when there are conditions.
I think maybe because when we are discussing that the ideas of this person or that person that come in, it, which prevents us from seeing the truth from what the people, the other person is saying, but whether that what is being said comes from this or that person, it actually doesn't matter. It's, if it can help for more understanding, then it's something that should be appreciated. Don't you agree?
Sorry.
I think we all cling a lot to the idea that certain situations are good or bad. I mean, a little bit like Tom also mentioned yesterday about going to the show is bad for children, or coming to a quiet place and discussing Dharma is good, or being in a noisy job with a bad boss is bad. So we all cling to certain ideas and certain situations, and we all have preferences, and we all have many, many reasons. But I think what has been stressed a lot in these few days is that no matter our idea or way of thinking, actually, in truth and reality, there is only this cheetah at this moment, one cheetah at a time. And this cheetah can think about anything. That's why in the texts it say there's nothing more variegated than the cheetah. Cheetah can imagine all sorts of things. But the truth is always just the reality now, the moment of seeing, which just sees visible object, and then thinking about it in all sorts of ways. So that's why the middle path always has to come back to the reality now, because that's all there is. So no matter whether we're in the quiet place or at work, there's only seeing, which sees visible object, and then thinking according to accumulations.
So, Gurusara, could you explain, because the middle way is the only way leading to the end of dukkha, so how many reality are there? Could you explain that?
Thought that actually there is only one way, so no matter
whether who we're talking about or what time or what situation, whether we're referring to monks in the Buddha's time or for us here now, there is only ever one way, and that way is just the development of understanding. So the understanding is one reality. This is the middle way, accompanied by other mental factors. So the only way is just development of right understanding of what appears now. So this is what is meant by living alone. Actually, whether we're in the forest or in the city, it is the understanding which understands. In truth, there is just living alone with this moment of seeing, this moment of thinking. And whether or not there is much or little understanding, this is the truth. This is what honesty really is, according to the Buddha. So the satchanyana, the firm understanding of the truth, means the understanding that in reality now, seeing is not self. It's not my understanding that I have or don't have. It's not his accumulations and her accumulations. There are just realities which arise and fall away, and are inherently unsatisfactory, not worth clinging to.
And Sarah, I think we can say that the middle way is also momentary. Moment to moment. There can be a moment of understanding, and then there can be many moments of thinking and wrong thinking, and they can arise again and again, even to the point where one thinks, this is my understanding. And then subsequently there may be more moments of right understanding. So it's a momentary thing. It's not something one has. The middle way is also no self. Yeah. For the moment, right. Moment to moment.
All these ideas we cling to, such as this place is more favorable and one shouldn't do this job, or one should be in Thailand, or one shouldn't be in another country, or this or that, all these ideas really hinder the middle path. They make it more and more difficult. They distract from the understanding of realities. So they make life very complicated. Actually, when the understanding develops, when there's more appreciation of what the middle path is, life is quite simple, very natural, as Anne said before, because there's no idea of I must do this or I must do that or this isn't the right time or place. Any moment, any time. Yes. One can fulfill all one's responsibilities and do whatever needs to be done naturally and easily.
Yes, it's all true. Only living in a favorable country where we can hear the Dhamma and where one can associate with the right person to hear the Dhamma is also a condition for right understanding. Even if Nama and Rupa are everywhere and understanding can be developed, no matter where we are. But there is, otherwise, why should I come to Thailand?
In the end, the associating with a wise person and hearing the Dharmas means associating with Panya. So we've heard a lot about realities, we've heard a lot about seeing an invisible object, about thinking as anatta. So anytime, any place, wherever one is, there can be that understanding of reality. If we think that we should wait till we're in another place or go somewhere, we forget about the reality that is already conditioned at that moment, putting it off. At that moment, any time,
otherwise it's like lacking confidence in what the Buddha really taught about reality at this very moment. And we're thinking of a story about being in Holland or being in Thailand instead of just understanding seeing or visible object which appears right at this moment.
Yeah.